You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
We've got Mads Harrop in the studio here for a chat about their latest track, Skyline. Good morning to you, Mads. How are we?
Oh, kia ora, Zach. I'm good, thank you. Kei te pihi a koe.
Ooh, kei te pai. Kei te pai. Kei te pihi a koe.
Kei te pai aho.
Nice, nice. Oh, I've always forget the aho. I always forget the aho. But you're having a great day.
I'm having a wonderful day. Thank you for asking. It's such a lovely summery day here in Otipoti, it's the perfect day for listening to Skyline because Skyline gives very summery vibes. No pun intended. It's like there's the because there's a line in the song called that goes when the vibes are kicking in. Yeah.
In your last email on Tuesday 2 weeks ago, you said enjoy the sunshine. I don't know, have you been enjoying the sunshine recently?
I have, yeah. Going
outside?
Not so much. It's more because, yeah, I always take advantage. I always take advantage of the sunshine by doing washing because everyone's complaining about the power bills at the moment.
Yeah, mine is skyrocketing.
Yeah, saving power, dry stuff outside.
Yeah, I've been trying to do that as well, eh?
Yeah,
I've just been. I don't know. The admin of putting pegs on a line is just kind of. Yeah, but it's good. It's lovely. I'm getting into it more. Guess how many times you've been on Radio 1 before?
I've lost count. I've been on the radio like so many times, man. You know, I absolutely adore Radio 1 so much. I always love it. It's always so nice because like everyone's like so happy to see me. And I remember someone from Radio 1 like one time telling me that. Oh, Mads, we always love coming to see you. And I can't remember, I think it was Dave. He said, Dave Borry, who used to work here, he said...
Legend.
That, oh, yeah, he's so cool. We love Dave. So he said, Mads, whenever you come in, it always brightens up our day. And it's just like, aww.
That's true, man. It is
so
true.
So sweet.
And it's a funny number that you've landed on. This is your 13th interview here on the program. Yeah, which is crazy.
That is crazy.
Yeah, it's a lot. Oh, you've been on three different breakfasts, this one, Candace and Jamie. Yeah, so you've been here for a while. It's awesome. Now, the song is called Skyline. What's the best skyline you've seen?
Oh, that is a good question. I think definitely the views from the window seat on the Air New Zealand plane, like if I'm flying from Otipoti to either Te Whanganui Atara or Tāmaki Makaurau. And I especially like when it's clear skies because when we fly all the way up the east coast, because if we fly up the east coast, that's when I can see like the whole Waitaki River. So it's basically like I can see the house where I grew up from the sky, and
it's
I can
my
see
house from here. Yeah,
and I can see Sublime from here, and it's just like, hey, there's my house.
New perspective, cool.
It's pretty cool though. It's pretty cool getting to see the skyline from like a bunch of different angles.
Yeah, totally. I think my favorite skyline, just because it was kind of comforting at the time. It was about a year and a half ago. Basically 2 years ago. It was the start of last year, and January last year. And I was coming in on the ferry to Poneke, Wellington, where I was staying for a few months, and it was so refreshing being able to see all the tall buildings over there. Some very tall buildings in Wellington. It's crazy.
Yeah. Te Whanganui Atara's got like so many buildings. I'm tempted to like go up to Te Whanganui Atara for many reasons.
To move there?
Move there, unless there's lots of studio jobs, of course.
True. But to visit more.
Yeah, but to visit more. And to go and play a gig like right outside the Beehive, because I got a couple of protest songs that about many issues in this country that I feel can be protested. And yeah, I've got a really cool friend up there, who used to be in my band, Alice Houston Page.
Oh, yo,
she's so cool.
String based instrumentalist.
She plays the bass guitar.
Oh, never mind.
Yeah, she plays in Ruby at the moment.
Mm. Oh,
yeah, she's
cool.
Been in lots of lots of bands too. Sometime Winner, which Ira was also in. Who's my lead, she's my lead guitarist.
I remember you, I think the last time we talked was actually about one of your protest songs, Mad, Mad Woman.
Might have been.
I think it was.
Mad, Mad Woman, I wouldn't classify it much as a protest song, but yeah, it's definitely, there's definitely a lot of stuff to be mad about.
Yeah, got some feminist kind of vibes there.
Yeah.
But the new song, Skyline, it was recorded in three different locations, your flat, a laundry room in your parents' house, and Sublime Studios in the Waitaki Valley. What was the recording process for this like? Why was it chopped over three different places?
Because, well...
Just timing?
Yeah, and for me, but me as a music producer and sound engineer, I love doing things unconventionally, and which is what my master's focused on as well. And after I finished my master's, I finished doing Skyline, and I thought, how can I make it sound as unconventional as possible? And so, the two unconventional instruments I used in the song was using a heater as percussion with chopsticks as the sticks.
A heater is like a little space heater, like a little white heater.
Whoa,
crazy.
And then, the other unconventional instrument I used was a washing machine.
Real.
If you have a listen to the start of the song Skyline, you'll notice there's like sort of a bubbly sound effect. So that's one of my mum and dad's washing machines starting up, doing the little thing where the drum like sort of spins around to sense the load. So that's the sound of it starting up, just being put through like a whole bunch of effects.
True.
And the same thing in the outro of the song as well. Like it's you'll notice there's like a sound. Like that's the sound of the rinse and the spin cycle.
Oh, crack up.
Like and I just being put through like a whole bunch of effects. Because like my mum and dad's washing machines, like they make a really fascinating noise, like when they're on the spin cycle. Mm-hmm. So like I thought, like the producer in me was like going, that almost sounds like a pitch sort of sound, which is fascinating. Why don't I try something similar to that? And you know, I think it was really, really, I think that was a really, if I had not have tried out like all those unconventional ideas for Skyline, like Skyline would not have the personality that it does today. It would have just sounded like a, would have still sounded good, of course, but it would have just sounded more like a conventional studio song. And you know, that's sort of my rule now as a producer is for every one of my songs now, I have to have at least one unconventional technique.
Try something new, right?
Yeah, it helps my songs like stand out. Mm-hmm. And I, I really hope I did that for my masters, and I really hope to continue doing that when working with clients for production projects.
Yeah, bring some like some newness, some random stuff to it. You know,
yeah,
wild card.
Yeah.
The song itself thematically is sort of about the power of friendship, and how friends can, you know, light up your life. They're beacons of hope, and it's also about planning a holiday with friends. Was there any particular holiday that inspired you when you're making the song?
No, not really. It was more just like sort of about a story of friendship, like organizing a holiday with friends. And it just randomly popped into my head, not inspired by anything as such, but just randomly popped into my head.
True. Well, you are going to be going on a somewhat of a holiday, a musical holiday kind of, because you're embarking on a 5-date tour across the country in December with 4 back-to-back gigs. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling like so excited. You know, me and my band and I, we've been rehearsing like crazy. So it's me, Ira Winlagan, she plays lead guitar, and then we got Seth Sinclair on the drums.
Mm-hmm.
He's such a cool dude.
Mm-hmm.
And then we got Ayumu Kobayashi on bass.
Oh, I love Ayumu.
Yeah, he's so cool, eh? All my bandmates are all just such cool human beings, eh?
Ayumu has known my oldest brothers for like over a decade. So
that's so cool.
He's no stranger to me. He's an awesome guy.
Yeah, yeah. He also knows a lot of people. He knows the Ivy Boys really well too. And
And so this is happening in very early December, with the first show happening on the 3rd of December next week, I think, at Whammy Bar, which is super exciting. Do you plan to do many more releases after the tour, or are you going to be chilling out for a bit?
Yeah, I actually do. So I'm just working on another single at the moment. I just did some vocals for it yesterday. It's called 5 Years From Now, and that's a very indie rock songs. So it's one of my more of my Beths, and more of my indie rock songs that are like very much under the influence by the Beths. Mm-hmm. I love the Beths, by the way. Mm-hmm. They're so cool.
They're awesome.
Yeah, no, yeah. It's been great, because with this song, when it comes to musical influences, I've been able to explore like so much more new territory, like.
With Skyline?
Yeah, with Skyline, yeah.
It's very psychedelic. I was thinking about this. I feel like it might be the most psychedelic thing you've made.
Jeez.
It kind of follows up in the vein a little bit of like a Pink Elephant, I feel.
Yeah, it does,
just
yeah.
Just with the warbliness, you know.
And Conan Moccasin. I was very much under the influence of Conan. Mm-hmm. He's great. Mm-hmm. And Mac DeMarco and mm-hmm. Mild High Club and mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Pink Floyd, the Holy Drug Couple. And
I forgot about Mild High Club. Oh, my gosh, I need to listen to them again. They're awesome.
And Air as well.
Yes, I love Air.
Yeah, La Femme d'Argent.
You're speaking my language.
Yeah.
No, that's awesome. So when can people expect to hear the new track? Are we going to release that in the new year after December?
Yeah, probably sometime next year, yeah.
Cool. Cool. Well, that's going to be very exciting. Thank you for coming on the program, Mads, and talking to me about Skyline. Do you have any final words, thoughts, considerations you want to have or leave our lovely listeners with?
I guess just if you can, just feel free to spread the word about the tour. And if you're really keen to support me as an artist, like, please, if you can, please buy the. Please buy Skyline on Bandcamp. That's mm-hmm. It's only $1, and with the great thing about Bandcamp is that when you buy tracks, like 85% of the proceeds from each purchase goes directly towards the artist.
Unlike streaming, you know.
Yeah, and that's every purchase made on Bandcamp will help to fund more exciting musical projects in the future. So yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, hell yeah.
You heard it first, folks. Thank you, Mads. I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much. Tēnā rawa atu koe, Zach.
Thank you very much. Ka kite.
Ka kite.
Mā te wā. Alrighty, folks. That was Mads Harrop. We're talking to them about their new track, Skyline, which we're going to play for you right now. Then at 10:40, we'll be joined by Cass Harrop. No relation. No, that definitely very much is a relation.
Yeah, she's my sister.
She is indeed your sister. Here is Mads Harrop with Skyline. You're listening to The One. Keep it locked. See you soon.
A Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.